Okay, so welcome back everybody to our Tehillim group. A very important thing to do. Let's just share a few thoughts about a couple of psukim in Tehillim. You'll see it's a recurrent theme. As you go through Tehillim, maybe you'll find many more examples, but this is something that I found on my own, comes up in a number of chapters in Tehillim. We'll start with a pasuk in Parshas Yisro. Here we have the main seat is open for you. The pasuk in Parshas Yisro tells us, as we know, Yisro is the father-in-law of Moshe. So Yisro comes after the Jewish people are now let out of Mitzrayim. Yisro joins along with the Jewish people. And the pasuk says, Vayichad Yisro. Yisro is thrilled. Yisro is elated over the fact that the Jewish people encountered so many incredible miracles and now they're a free people. And he says, he is so excited, Al kol ha-tova asher asa Hashem li Yisrael. He is so excited about the fact that God did so many wonderful things for the Jewish people. And then he says, Atayadati, now I know. Ki gadol Hashem mikol ha-elokim. Now I know that God is the great master over all other religions, over all other gods. Ki badavar asher zadu alehem. How do I know that God is the master of the universe? How do I know that He's so great? How do I know He's more powerful than any other power in the world? Ki badavar, because of the thing, asher zadu alehem, that the Egyptians tried, that they attempted to do to the Jewish people. So how exactly do you interpret what Yisro means? He says, I know that God is great because of that which they attempted to do to the Jewish people. So the answer goes as follows. The answer that some of Farshim explain is that when the Jewish people were finally let out of Mitzrayim, and now they're watching as the Egyptians are having their day of punishment, their day of judgment, and they see that God is letting out His wrath on the Egyptian people. So they begin to witness and they observe all these miracles and the Kriyas Yamsuf, and they see how all the Egyptians are being buried in the water, and some of them are being spit out on the other side, and they see exactly what's happening. And for much of it, they understood, look at the Midah Keneged Midah, look how precise God's measures are for His punishments that He gives out. And they understood why a lot of the punishments were coming to the Egyptians as a result of their own personal experiences, of all that they went through in Mitzrayim, all they suffered, all that they endured. But then there were certain aspects of the Geulas Mitzrayim, there were certain aspects of the Makos that the Jewish people really didn't understand. Yes, the Egyptians might have made us suffer, but God usually exacts His punishment and makes it commensurate with that which the act that one performed, that one committed. So how did all the makos make sense to the T? How did everything work out exactly? The Jewish people didn't quite understand everything because they were looking from their perspective and it didn't all match up to what was given to them. Yisro comes along and has a very different perspective. Yisro, as we know, the Gemara tells us, and Rashi and Chumash suggest the following, that Yisro understood all of the conspiracies, all of the plans, all of the ideas that the Egyptians wanted to take out against the Jewish people and were not successful in doing. Yisro, as we know, was one of the advisors to Paro. Yisro was one of the people that Paro took counsel with. And because of that, Yisro understood that there was a lot more that the Egyptians attempted to do to the Jewish people that didn't end up coming into fruition, that didn't end up actualizing or materializing, because not every plan that comes up in the meetings actually gets executed. And that's what happened. Yisro comes along, he sees the Jewish people, he says, I am so glad about the fact that God performed incredible miracles. And I'm in a position to understand why every one of those miracles makes so much sense. Because I was there. You may not have seen everything that was going on behind the scenes. I was there behind the scenes. I saw all the plans that they had to utterly destroy you, to eradicate you in so many different ways, in more ways than you actually experienced. But I was there, and I saw what they had in mind. I saw even the plans that didn't come to fruition. And I say I thank God more and more because I recognize the miracle more and more. I understand, I appreciate how much more you have to thank Him, because I was looking from behind the scenes. This is something that is an important idea to think about. The Brisker Rav writes in his commentary on Chumash, when he tries to understand the pasuk in Tehillim, what do we say? Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim, shabachuhu kol ha'umim. What do we say? We should praise. Shabachu es Hashem kol goyim means all the nations of the world. Shabachuhu kol ha'umim means they should all admire. They will say that they celebrate the existence of God. Why? How does the pasuk again? Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim, shabachuhu kol ha'umim. What does it mean? Ki gavar aleinu chazdo. So they should celebrate. They should admire the wonders of God. Why? Ki gavar aleinu chazdo. Because He has done favors, He has done kindnesses for our people, for the Jewish people. That's a reason for them to celebrate? That's a reason for them to give thanks to God? That's a reason for them to show admiration to him because he did favors for us? What does that have to do with them? Why should that be any impetus of them to see the greatness of God? Suggests the Briskerov, it's the very same idea. The only one who can give the great gratitude to God is the one who understands how much they had in mind to destroy the Jewish people. The Jewish people themselves don't even realize God saves us from half of the plots that the world wants to put out against us. We don't even appreciate how much He's there for us. We don't even appreciate how much He looks out, how much He shields us, how much He saves us from all the very difficult plans, all the very difficult attempts that there are to start up with our people. And you look at all of the news reports that come out of Israel, and you see there was a stabbing attack here, there was a shooting attack there, and each one is terrible in and of itself. But you think about the fact that how many of them do we not hear about? How many of them were thwarted? How many times did God actually save us? And we shouldn't make light of the times when God actually allows them to go ahead and do what they do. But what about all the times when God saves us? You think about the celebration of the Six-Day War, 1967. What a miraculous time. Think about how many aspects, how many components of that miracle we don't even appreciate, we don't even understand, because we don't even know what they had in mind. We understood that the whole thing was over in 6 days, which was a miracle in and of itself. But what about the fact that there was so much that they had planned to destroy the Jewish people? My father told me he remembers at the time that it was being broadcast in America when he was younger. He said it was being broadcast in America at the time that there are no more Jews left in Israel. There are no more Jews left in Israel. And he said before the news reports had a chance to get the accurate story, it was only 6 days, they reported that the war was over. My father said they were convinced there was not a Jew left in Israel. How many of us sit and think about those miracles? How many of us think about how much God shielded us from all of those horrific plans that were made by all of our enemies, by all of our neighbors, by all those who wanted to utterly eradicate and destroy the Jewish people? We say in Shir HaMalos every Shabbos, and we say it very often before benching as well, Az Yomru V'Goyim Higdil Hashem La'asosim Eile. What does it mean? There will come a time when the nations of the world will say Higdil Hashem La'asosim Eile, that God went out of His way to do something special for Eile, means for these. And then we respond and we say Higdil Hashem La'asosim Manu Hayinu Semechem. We thank God for doing something special for us, and we're very excited, we're very happy, we celebrate that fact. And it's the same idea. It takes sometimes the non-Jews, the other perspective, for us to recognize, for us to understand how grateful we have to be. The nations of the world are going to come out and say, Higdil Hashem la'asosim eile, look how much God loves these people. Look how much we attempted to make life miserable for them, and yet somehow they endured. Somehow God was looking after them. Somehow God made them successful in every generation and against every odd and against all the attempts that we had. It's only after we hear it sometimes from the outsider's perspective that we can actually recognize and say, Higdil Hashem la'asos imanu hayinu semechem. It's only then that we can fully appreciate what it is that God actually does for us, how much He cares about His people, how much He looks after them, and how much He saves us from the unimaginable. We say in Hallel, Le'osen iflaos gidolos levado. What does it mean? Loosely translated. We thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, we thank God for being the one, Le'ose Niflaos Gedolos Levado, for being the only one who does the incredible miracles. So the Chassam Sofer writes in his commentary on Chumash, he says, what exactly does that mean? Does it mean that we say, we thank God for being the only one who can perform miracles? Did anyone have a doubt that maybe somebody else is performing miracles? Why do we have to highlight that? Of course He's the one who's doing it. So why do we say, Le'ose Niflaos Gedolos Levado? Says the Chassam Sofer, what it means is, we thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for being the only one who fully acknowledges and fully understands how great the miracles are. We all have miracles in our lives, but we don't get to see the backstory. We don't get to see how much went into that miracle actually taking place. It's God and God alone who appreciates how great the miracle is because He performed it. He doesn't give us an inkling as to how much went into the great story that we're experiencing, the great opportunity that we have, the great lives that we live, the great blessings that we have. It's not something that all of us can appreciate. It's not something that everyone is able to see. And that's what we highlight the fact, Le'ose Niflaos Gidolos Libado. He does incredible miracles for every person, but it's only Him who can appreciate what those miracles are because we don't get the opportunity to see all of it. He is the only one that does. And let's just close with an insight of the great Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz. Am I over my time already? Should we close before the insight? Okay, so Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz has a beautiful insight in his Sefer Yaros Devash. And with this we'll close. It's very relevant to what we're saying. He says, we say in davening every day, Ki go'el chazak ata. Right? And which bracha is that? Rifayinu Hashem v'nei rafei, Hoshienu v'nei vasheya. Ki go'el chazak ata. How do you translate the words? Ki go'el, because you are a redeemer. You are a fierce and strong redeemer. Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, isn't it strange that we say that you are a fierce redeemer in the present? Do you feel that God is redeeming you in the present? Do you feel that you're in such a critical situation that God has to come and extricate you from that terrible oppression that you're suffering from? There were generations of Jews where that was the case. So we should say, we should thank the Ribono Shel Olam for being the Goel Chazak, because you are the one who used to, who did in the past, or who will in the future. Why do we say Ki Goel? Because you are currently, you are presently redeeming us. What does that mean? Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz as follows. V'yitein adam lelibo, a person should take to heart and take to their mind, ki b'chol yom nasis ge'ula, that every moment of life, every day of life, we are having in some way a great redemption, a tremendous and incredible rescue. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shomea tfilos Yisrael, God listens to our prayers and with that He redeems us. B'chol yom omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu. Every day, every moment of life, there are forces all around us. And whether we recognize it or not, there are so many around us who put us in a state of crisis, in a state of critical emergency. They want to destroy us. Whether we see it, whether we appreciate it or not, that is the reality. The Jewish people will always be in a position of themselves being oppressed. And we can live nice and wonderful lives here. We don't even realize how much God has to do to stop the crisis that's all around us, to stop Israel from being obliterated and destroyed in just a moment. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, repeatedly, every single day, every moment of our lives, is Matzilenu Mi'adam. Every single day, He performs miracles. He is a Goel Chazak. Right now, in the present, He's redeeming us. V'hi ha-ge'ula ha-nasis b'chol yom v'rega. That's what we mean when we say, Ki Goel Chazak ata. B'chol yom es tzara li'yakov. Every day, we should feel as if it is an es tzara, as if we are in a moment of crisis, in a moment of emergency. Every person in the world needs something. Some people need good health. Some people need to have healthy children. Some people don't have children and want to have children and are trying. Some people need to get married. Some people need a job. Everybody needs something. And everybody's in some way a state of crisis. And it's often that we don't realize how much God does behind the scenes to help us with those crises. We don't fully appreciate. Shabchuhu kal ha'umim. Sometimes it takes the outsider's perspective to make us appreciate. Ein bal ha'nes makir beniso. Sometimes the individual who's in the crisis themselves and is saved doesn't fully appreciate the magnitude of the incredible miracle that they are experiencing. And that, says Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, is something we should think about every moment, every time we daven. That Goel Chazak Ata. God saves us every moment, whether we see it or not, whether we appreciate it or not, whether we understand it or not. God is saving us every moment from terrible crises that are happening all over the world. God is saving us, and He's always looking out for us, whether we can appreciate it at that moment or not, but we recognize the fact that every time we daven, we are putting ourselves out with sincerity to a being, to a presence that is so all-loving of all of us and is able to provide for every need that we have and for every want that might be there. It's something to think about, and it's something that hopefully should inspire our tefillah, our tehillim that we say, as we mentioned. Hallelujah, Hashem kol goyim shabachuhu kol ha'omim. We hope that we'll come to that day where we will be able to celebrate Ki gavar aleinu chasdo. We will celebrate when all the nations of the world will look at us and say, look how much God loves these people. Higdil Hashem la'asos im ele. Look how much God redeems them. Look how much God looks out for them. And then we can also say, Higdil Hashem la'asos imanu. We can thank the Ribono Shel Olam in full, in the complete sense, for all that He provides us with in our own lives. So with that, I leave everyone to just recite.